We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 5:46 Monday morning. Oh, yay, Monday. Woohoo.
Well...
Yes.
I don't know. You left here and you went off to Napa for a Mom's Day weekend.
Yep, it was awesome. How was your weekend? What'd you do for...
What?
Well, there's not... I mean, you saw everything. I sent you the pictures. It was me and some friends and some shopping and some fun. It was great. I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to say? It was awesome. I have a new shirt on.
Well, let's see.
It's a little blue one.
Oh, cute. Ooh, I like that. I don't know, that hemline, it goes up at your hips.
Scoops down.
Yeah, I love that. Up.
Yeah, I like it.
Something in turquoise. I don't have a lot of turquoise.
Short sleeve?
It is. Just a little t-shirt. Mm. I got a ton of stuff for my trip back home to
Maine.
We're going to Maine in June. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I say home. But I guess anything on the East Coast and New England, I mean, I'm not even going home. Like, home is an hour south of Boston.
You still got people there.
I do. I have a ton of people there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, John's whole family. It's a John's family reunion. We're going to some island off the coast of Maine.
Oh,
sounds fabulous, doesn't
Dang.
It?
Dang.
It's not like a fancy island.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You have to take a ferry there.
It's just
an island.
Why'd they choose that?
My cousin, I guess she's my niece, she and her husband caretake a property for some people on this island. That's like his gig. She teaches kindergarten somewhere on the mainland. She has to take the ferry over. And so there's a place there that Airbnbs, and it's got like a, has a barn. I think we're sleeping in the barn.
Excellent.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, it has like all this sort of creative sleep space, because it's going to be about 25 of us or something.
Wow.
Or something like that. There's a bunch of us going. Everybody from John's whole family.
You're into it?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I love his, and my kids love his side of the family. It's just...
The kids are going too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
everybody's
wow.
going. It's going to be super fun. There's going to be jams every night. They're a very musical family.
Oh, they are too.
Oh, yeah. Oh. John's side of the family is very... Well, you know, Julie, you've met, my singing niece.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, she's his side.
Yes.
Ah.
She's his sister, Kathy's daughter.
All right.
Yes. If anyone's jotting down the family tree... but they all, you know, they're all singers and dancers.
So wait, so they're going too?
Everybody's going. Yeah, everybody.
I thought those two were like in Australia.
I think that wraps up. It may already have wrapped up.
Mm.
So they signed for like a 4-month. They were doing a cruise. They were entertainment on a cruise ship. And they seemed to love it. It would look great. They took tons of pictures in Australia. I'd constantly see them on Instagram. It looked really fun. So I got a bunch of clothes for that because it is hot there.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought some shorts. I don't have a lot of shorts.
Keep an eye out for ticks.
Yeah, oh, don't worry.
You're going to be
and
in
mosquitoes.
A barn.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no, it's not a barn.
Summer?
It's like probably like a redone barn. I'm sure it's...
Yeah, you don't know, though.
I don't.
Oh,
I don't really. I don't care.
Are there windows?
I hope so. I'm sure it's set up, you know, like...
You are.
Indoor plumbing.
Let's hope. I'm very hopeful.
You know, this is where I go wrong all the time. And you still have time to look into this.
You know, even if I looked into it and it wasn't, I mean, what am I going to do at this
Make
point?
Make alternate plans.
No.
Stay on the mainland. Mm. Take the ferry over every morning.
I'm just going to go hang with them. I can rough it. Over the weekend, we stayed at a Airbnb in Napa. The five of us, this little cottage. It was awesome. It was right like a block from downtown Napa, like right by all the shops.
One of the pics you sent me, you guys are standing in front of a white picket fence.
That's the place.
That's the place.
That's the place, yeah.
Very nice.
And that was when our Uber was picking us up to go to dinner. And it was a challenging place And it was good, though. I mean,
how
it,
so?
It was, well, you needed to go up a ladder to get to the second bedroom. So I thought that, I was like, oh, well, this will be interesting when I'm drunk later. So I made sure that I, you know, didn't, that I would pee, like, you know, and not
There's
come
no
down.
There's no bathroom on the same floor
no.
that you slept?
Mm-mm. There's one bathroom, which we knew, and we were fine. Five girls, we can make that work. It was, you know.
You got a tiny tank or not?
I have a decent sized tank, Vin.
Uh-huh.
I'm okay. I'm not one of those walnut bladder people.
I'm getting older. I gotta pee at night.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but
sometimes I do wake up and I have to pee. My prostate is also getting enlarged. What time do I wake up?
Do you have a normal time that you guys get up and pee?
Oh, I don't know.
No, during the week, sometimes I'll wake up around midnight and be like, oh, I mean, I've been in bed for 4 hours already. Mm-hmm.
I'd be bummed because I would think, I know I'm going to have to, I mean, 2 days?
2 days.
I know I'm climbing down that thing at least once,
well,
if not three
I
times.
I stopped drinking an hour before I went to bed and made sure that I peed. That's just,
how
I mean,
organized
I had,
have you?
I am very organized. I'll tell you, I didn't drink a lot this weekend.
Because of the doobage?
Because of the doobage. it's real, man. Like,
what
that
do you mean
is, it's everywhere. It's out in the open. It's happening. Like, people, like, it's so weird.
Like, vaping? People, everyone has their pens?
Not just vaping. Like, as we were walking through downtown, there's the river right there, you know? So there's all these, like, people were just, like, hanging out, passing a joint on the corner. I was like, oh my God. It's just right there. It's like every, when I was 15 years old, this would have been like a dream come true.
Right.
So my friend Marianne is a total pusher now. My God.
She likes it.
Like, she brought it up and she like, I guess they know this guy, they call him Swami, which of course they do, right? Because what else would your name be when you're heavy into weed?
You got a cool handle.
Dude.
And you're a dealer.
And she keeps them in these cigar tubes. You know, the plastic cigar tube with the little end. And she drops it out. And the thing is a stogie. I mean, it's as fat as your finger. And, you know.
She purchased them that way, already built, or she rolled that up?
No, the Swami guy, I guess,
sells them that
way. Yeah, so it's a full-on, like, cigar. So I'm like, well, that looks dangerous. I'll just take a little teeny bit off that. I'm not going to inhale or anything. And she's just relentless. That peer pressure. Mm.
But you liked it.
You know, it's what I like about it is that you do get messy. You're giggling your ass off. Everything's like weird. And then an hour later, you're fine. You're like, and I can't drink anything. Like, I can drink water, but I just can't do both.
Why not?
I just can't. I just don't want to. And it's like one or the other. Like, whenever I've been really buzzed on alcohol, like, your downfall, I think we talked about this Friday. The downfall is you're, like, open to anything. You're like, yeah, I'd love to take a hit. That's the wrong time. That is not when you should be smoking pot. It's kind of a one or the other thing. So I drank root beer for a lot and water and hit that a few times. And it was great. It was just kind of like, wow, this is what a way to live your life.
How about you, Vinny?
What does that mean?
Could you do the combo back in the day?
No, the combo is not.
It's not a good
idea.
It
takes you down. You usually want to enjoy. If you have decent pot, you want to enjoy that high.
Right. One or the other.
Yeah. And then once I started really. Once I sort of found my drug of choice, or
whiskey.
Or it found me, however that worked out, I didn't want anything to
get in the way of that perfect buzz.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a whole new world. It feels so odd. Even just talking about it, because like we talk about drinking all the time, like it's no thing.
Right.
And apparently now people are going to be talking about smoking weed all the time like it's no thing, because it really is no thing. And an hour later, you're fine. You can make a decision like, oh, well, that was fine. I could go in for a little more of that, or I could just stop. Go to bed sober both nights.
Well,
me, sober both nights.
I'm not trying to push anything on anybody, and obviously I don't do it. But you keep saying an hour later you're fine. You're fine right after you take it, too, right? I mean, it's not like you're unfine.
Right. Well,
you're
messy. Yeah. Everything's giggly. But I mean, what I should say is you're straight an hour later.
Okay.
Hour and a half, 2 hours. Like, it lingers. You never quite know. But it's gone. It's over. Mm. You know, it's kind of nice.
Sounds
just
fun.
To go to bed sober and be able to read my book.
So
and,
you girls
and grasp it.
Excuse me, you girls got high and giggled and laughed a lot.
Well, just me and Marianne. Nobody else wanted to.
What?
Nobody else would do it. Everybody else drank. I think Heather might have hit it.
I'm shocked.
I don't want to sell anybody out. Yeah, it was really, it was a fun, great, and the shopping, as much as I hate shopping, like when I have to like commit myself, I got a bunch of jeans, I got a bunch of shirts, I got a bunch of stuff for my trip home. I just feel like, okay, I'm good.
Any
and
shoes?
I got a pair of sandals. They're denim.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
That's right. Why? They're really cute. They're these little...
They'll be good for Maine, and then you got to get rid of them.
No, I wear sandals all the time at my house. Just, you know, you slip into a pair. They're just like a little strappies, and the straps are wrapped in denim or whatever. They're really cute, and they have these little gold charms on them. They're just cute, cheap things.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're fine.
They're not Prada's or Versace?
No.
Prada's?
Oh, I got a pair of sunglasses.
What kind?
You're carrying them?
I put them in here for some reason. They're they are Kenneth Cole.
Oh,
let's see. That's
oh, look brand. At you.
Oh, like
oh,
a superstar.
Wow. You
those
look
would
important.
Be called.
Oh, that's right.
No
we don't camera. Have we have
we
no cameras
have
today. Yeah. These are
where's Vaughn?
He's in L.A.
They're like aviator.
They're called aviators.
Mirrored. They're sort of a blue mirror, but everything's
like
rose colored.
Glasses.
Through them. Yeah, they're. Uh-huh. I don't know. They're cute. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, now no one can see your when you're all baked.
Right.
Right. I needed a pair of glasses. But it was. And then yesterday when I got home, pretty early, and John was still in Reno.
Uh-oh.
He didn't get back till maybe 2 or 3. I walked out the back of the house, and my Mother's Day present was sitting there. The kids got me one of those strawberry pots.
What's that mean?
It's like a... It's maybe a foot and a half tall and has an opening at the top, and then it has all these little openings on the side.
I have
seen those.
Yeah.
They bought me one of those, mm-hmm. a bag of potting soil, and a 6-pack of strawberries to plant in it, like one of the little baby strawberry plants.
Huh.
I was like, oh my God, this is the best day ever. So I immediately...
That?
Oh, so fun. I was like,
makes
oh,
the best
I,
day
ever. I can't wait. Well, now I'm going to have all these little strawberries.
Yeah,
and
sweet.
And I put it all together and packed it in there and put some irrigation in. Oh, and I planted a sunflower in the top.
Wait a minute. You put irrigation in?
Yeah. I don't want to have to water it. When I go away for a week, everything is on water. My whole yard is irrigated.
Huh.
Like that. Yeah, you don't want
and you just have random lines that you could tap into?
I do. I have a whole... I put it in my greenhouse area and I have one line that runs there and everything that's in the greenhouse runs off that line. So I ran a line to that. I'm very organized, Vinny.
Wow.
And there's an app for that now, which is nice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, when we redid our whole yard, we pulled out our old... Because, you know, lots of people have drip irrigation in their yard and irrigation that's controlled. It's a little controller and you have to go in there and program it and stuff. And now I do it all on an app on my phone.
Oh,
it
my
talks to
God,
my... You know, I know.
There's an app for that.
It's awesome. So I go on that, I can tell it, you know, oh, give it an extra minute of water today or skip because it rained.
What a trip.
It's incredible, actually. Huh. Ah, the world and all its apps. Advances
so,
and apps.
So, before you play a song, I was doing some cleaning this weekend, very reflective weekend, and I came across an old DVD that somebody had sent us from 2001 of Now and Zen.
Oh.
And thank God I've been here for so long, because when I do cleaning, I find... beautiful gems all throughout my house.
2001, and, Now and Zen, was right after 9/11.
Yes.
When
Alanis Morissette came in at the 11th hour.
Because who canceled? Somebody big canceled.
Yeah. I know Bare Naked Ladies was one of them. I can't remember who the others were.
And then Alanis jumped in and saved the day.
She did. So I found an old picture of you, Zet, and I put it on the Alice973 Instagram.
Let's have a look at this.
There'll be more gems this week of the others from the morning show.
So these are all photos that are on a DVD.
Yeah, they're photos on a DVD.
Oh, I remember that. It was rainy.
Yeah.
Oh, you look great.
Doesn't she? I love this picture.
Let me have a
Your arms look double jointed.
My arms always look double jointed when I take pictures.
Your
I don't
arms
know why.
Look...
My arms go like a different way when I take pictures. It looks weird.
As
huh?
great as you look, your arms are freaking me the hell out.
All right, hold on. Is this under the Alice 973?
Yeah.
It is nothing just
poor Kathy's
right
back there going,
Oh, wow.
Look at her arms.
They do look over extended. Man.
Let's see if I go like
you're
that.
So
look
hot.
At, look at.
No, you look normal.
No, they look
right
normal.
Now.
It's just the angle, I guess, or something, because that is, they really do look like your elbows are on backwards.
In a different way.
On both of them. Bow. Man, Yuzi, you look tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, like damn, it. You still, I mean, look, you're still perfect, but look at how hot you are there. Jesus H. Christ. What are you, like 30, probably 33, 34 maybe?
I remember I just got my hair cut.
Still did?
Yeah, like
you
day
remember?
Before. Yeah.
You remember that day?
I absolutely remember this day, and I remember that weekend.
Well, I can only imagine what you've got on me, buddy, because I think I think my ship was sinking at that point.
It
was.
He's saving yours for the end of the week.
Oh, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. He
Don't
told me about
tell him.
It.
I actually believe that you are gone by April.
Yeah.
That's such a dick move.
But it's actually you have
what?
A...
It's actually awful.
No.
Going to make
no.
me cry.
If they're awful, I'm not going to post them. But you have a you
right.
Have a, you have a
dude.
You have a look going on back in the day that when I first met you, it's what I remember of you. And you have that look down perfectly. That'll be on. Yours is on Thursday,
oh,
just
the real,
so you
the
know.
The true throwback.
Yeah,
Thursday.
The true throwback is going to be Vinny, but tomorrow will be Sarah.
How was your Turlock memorial visit?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, this is really sad, so I'll just spend 30 seconds on it. We had an American family that adopted us when we came to the United States because we were alone. You know, it was just me and my mom. And
coming in from Iran, you're 3 years old.
Yeah, they were the Lusts. Their last name was Lust. It's a German last name. I know it's a R-rated last name in America, but Lester and Dell Lust. Lester Lust.
Oh.
And Dell is short for Berdella.
Berdella Lust.
Yes. And so she had Parkinson's for 15 years. Mm. We knew it was coming. I didn't realize this past Christmas was going to be the last one I'd see her at. But it was. And she had an amazing life. 88 years old.
And such, a giver.
Yeah. She really cared about immigrants. She would just, anyone who was an immigrant to this country, she welcomed into their home. Back in the day, you know, before we came along, because, you know, welcoming Persians in 1979 was taboo. But even before us, there was Russian neighbors down the street. And she would welcome them in, too, you know, during, you know, the Cold War, I guess. But anyway, there's such a, and she just passed away. So we went up to Turlock, me and my mom, and spent a lot of time with my grandfather, my American, Lester.
Lester Lust.
So now that he, you know, is not taking care of Berdella anymore, I invited him to the symphony. I invited him to San Francisco. I hope he comes down. I'd love to spend some more time with him.
That's very sweet, Hooman. Yeah, and then what did you do for your mommy for Mother's Day?
So my mom said, listen, we've spent 2 days together. She's like, you don't have to come on Sunday. I called her Sunday after church. I'm like, hey, you want to have lunch? She didn't pick up. She was out with her friends. So, you know, it is what it is. I'll hang out with her next weekend, too. So.
Well, you did spend 2 days together. That's lovely. That's very, very sweet.
Yeah.
All right. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to be back. We're kicking off the Celebrity Trash with something very inspiring for a Monday. Two games. One of which is it's a very inspiring game. Like words to yes. Words to live by on a Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.